This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in this room... No, I don't want to do that. Never mind. Because I think you're going to choose me.
For
who
what?
In this room do you think is a sociopath? If one of us had to be a... Jesus, Aaron. If one of us would be a sociopath...
I actually think it would be me.
It's got a good shot at being either you or I.
Yeah.
Because...
Tiak is pretty tame.
Thank you.
Well, I actually have 7 traits of an older sociopath. Like the traits that people, if you've been a kind of a sociopath your whole life, some of the traits you have. Mm. I think, Aaron, you used to not be one.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I just think.
Wait, what's the difference between a sociopath and like a psychopath?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's, and I was going to guess just Aaron knows the most about it because you like all the true crime stuff. So you just. Had more exposure.
I think a psychopath doesn't give a crap how you feel.
Mm.
Right?
Okay, sociopaths tend to act more impulsively and erratically compared to psychopaths. Psychopaths generally struggle to form attachments.
So I feel like a psychopath gives zero, like they don't care about you and they will murder you or step over you or do whatever. And a sociopath just doesn't understand other, they're just like, ugh.
Or they do, and like if there's a like-minded person, you latch on real quick kind of thing.
Do sociopaths like other sociopaths?
Yeah,
they do.
Oh no,
I don't know.
They do. Okay. There's two in this room.
I don't know that I am one. That's why I wanted to go through some of these traits. But so when I start, like I seriously, when I see a story like this, I intentionally don't read it before we go on the air, because I don't want to preform a like an opinion on whether or not this is me.
Okay. Well, that in itself is very non-sociopathic of
right?
you.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
But I'm also trying really hard to create radio that, like, if I come on, I'm like, hey guys, I've already taken the quiz and you'll find out my answers in 7 minutes. Yeah. I don't want to be that kind of radio guy.
Or are you just lying to us?
I might be.
And that's also,
no,
that's
I don't,
sociopathic.
This show is about honesty. So I'm telling you, I don't know what these questions
okay.
are.
All right.
All right, let's start here. And answer honestly, because I think we might find out that even Tiak might be a little bit of one.
Okay.
Sociopaths are hyper-focused.
Out of everyone, that's Tiak.
That's what I was going to say. But I'm also hyper-focused.
What does that mean? It didn't sound good.
When they, if you want something, you just, no, it's.
If you want it, you get it.
You want it. And you just become I want, like, you know, the release date of the next Travis Scott shoe. You know that you're going to get on the sneakers app at 8:59 Eastern time. Like, you know, like you're laser beamed in on that.
Yeah. When I get sucked into rabbit holes, like we use that on YouTube a lot when you get sucked in, but also not YouTube, just topics. If I'll get into a watch kick and then I'm just researching watches. Yeah. Yeah. So I agree. I get hyper-focused.
I am sort of this as well. I think this is the only one that's going to get you. I think from this point forward, Aaron and I, like law enforcement, will probably come to the station and arrest us if being a sociopath.
So far, I'm just a stellar employee.
Okay. You're incapable of falling in love.
Mm. No, I don't think that's anyone. Are you saying that about me? Mm. No.
Do you think you fall in lust or you fall in attachment, but do you think you're falling in love?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You do?
I think I do all of them.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to question myself at this point. I've got two failed marriages and like, I love my kids, but you don't fall in love. Yeah, but like, did I?
Well, I don't.
I mean, I know. You know what I mean?
That's between you and your therapist.
No. I don't love them either. I don't. So you think you're capable of falling in love?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to believe I am.
Yeah, I think you've been in love before.
Sure,
I think you have.
But like, it's easy to talk yourself out of it. Don't you think? Didn't you love the girl in high school that you're not with? Right.
Sure.
And now you look back and go, come on, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that wasn't love. Yeah.
It was puppy love.
Okay, you're just renaming it to like make yourself feel less sociopathic.
No.
Yes, you are. You literally are. You're going like, ooh, puppy.
No,
like you name it this other thing, but it's like maybe you're just not capable. Oh, that one was like intermediate love. But like,
no, there's like I don't know if it's a phrase. There's a thing where it's like there's three different kinds of loves. The first one that you have where you think it's love, but it's really just like that puppy love.
Okay.
Young love. The middle one or the second one, which is like deeper, a little more intense, maybe a little lustful, and then you realize that's not really love, that's not what you're going for, and then the third one is like, oh, this is love.
Real, genuine connection with another human being.
So, third time's a charm is what I hear.
Okay, lack of empathy. These are sociopath traits, by the way, in case you're just coming in.
I worry that I have lack of empathy because I don't understand empathy. Okay.
I would have to say someone who doesn't understand empathy is probably not empathetic.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
To me, like sympathy and empathy, I don't.
They're very similar.
I've got something going. Some mixture of the two.
You feel bad for somebody. When it's like, oh my God, they lost their parent.
Yes, I feel bad, but.
But you don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel the same pain
bad.
That they are feeling.
You feel bad.
But how can you?
If you're empathetic, you just are.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not this person. I'm not empathetic.
Really?
I'll put myself in and I'm like, oh my God, TX got to be so sad. And like,
yeah, so like, I can do that. I can be like,
that's not empathy.
I can't imagine, but I'm, I don't.
Like you're profoundly affected by someone else's pain.
Mm.
That's empathy. Mm. Like you're like, ugh. I think empathy's more rare. I think on this one, everybody's a sociopath.
I don't think so.
You're not empathetic.
I am very.
You think
much
out
so.
Of the three of us, you're the most empathetic?
Absolutely.
What?
You know how often I cry, and it's and it's not just because of me. It's because I feel other people.
Okay, here's
I'm
the
not
thing.
Talking about my dating.
No, okay. I'm gonna say this. Of the three of us, you're probably the most empathetic, but that's not saying much. It's like, which of the three serial killers killed less people? You're still like a serial killer. You're still not right in the brain, but you're... Please do not cry. You're starting to make the cry face.
I'm not.
Oh my God. See, you're not empathetic.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm the most pathetic.
I'm telepathetic. Okay. There's just a few more I want to get to. No remorse.
That's not me. I have
none of us.
Remorse.
Yeah. We all have like too much
constant remorse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm regretting talking about this in general. Yeah. Unapologetic.
That's not me.
I don't think that's any of us.
Mm-mm. Apologizing is like a superpower.
Yeah.
Once you just give in and you just start apologizing, it's like your life's way better instead of arguing and stuff and people like just Say you were sorry.
I've heard you apologize.
I know, but it's just words to get out of a situation.
Oh, bud.
Sorry, we got to cut this short. I got to go kill somebody.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.